this.
The Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Nelly, who's had that experience, if you have, do send us a WhatsApp message. Let's contact you and see if we're going to have an elaborate conversation about that. But there was the introduction of e-filing in courts in Rivers State not too long ago, and the chairman of the Nigerian Bar Association, Prince Yegory, said it's threatening their legal practice right now, talking about the Rivers State judiciary. Let's listen to what he told our correspondent, Soibiruwari.
Beloved, our experiences of the e-filing as currently operated in Rivers State Judiciary is that it is expensive and now impossible to commence and complete the filing of any process within a day. E-filing of processes have completely stifled filing of urgent matters and obtaining of interim orders of injunction in deserving cases, except for the high-profile cases of the privileged few who have lost briefs and clients as a result of our exercise. Patients is that some of the cases by their nature cannot abide any delay, and to do otherwise will negatively affect clients' access to justice and in some instances cause irreparable and irreversible damage.
My name is Enoch Bevere. This is the Morning Crossfire. It is a Tuesday morning, and well, somebody called in yesterday when we played this insert, and the person said, oh, the lawyers are complaining now only because they've started losing money. If a system is introduced and it's supposed to work, should those who are supposed to practice it, use it, not complain when they see that it's not going as it's supposed to? Well, a lawyer in Port Harcourt, Chema Choko, joins me on the phone to talk briefly about this, the matter with e-filing of court cases. Good morning, sir. Thank you for your time.
Madam, good morning.
All right.
My name is Chema Choko Ikenge.
Yeah, you're welcome. So tell us exactly what the e-filing means, what it entails.
Okay. First and foremost, e-filing is an electronic process with or through which court processes within the River State Judiciary are brought before the court. And this applies to all the courts save the customary court. It is applicable to magistrate court, it is applicable to high courts in River State. That is to say that there is no other means of commencing a process in the court save through the electronic means of filing judicial processes.
All right, so what are the challenges that you have experienced as a lawyer?
I will want to speak from personal experience,
of
which
course.
I also believe applies to virtually all the lawyers within the judiciary. It applies to all of us, except those who may want to pretend about it. But here, as let me have it this morning, I may want to, strictly speaking, unleash nothing but the naked truth about it. For some of us who are lawyers, I must say, without mentioning this, that virtually all the legal practitioners within River State are not against e-filing, but that the Herculean processes that we have met as lawyers are part of the reasons for which we are complaining. Now, there are a lot of challenges ranging from the issue of persons who are functioning in this capacity as staff of the River State e-filing. Let's say they call it, normally they call it brief commiss. The attitude of the people within that place, it's something that virtually all the lawyers would have to complain about. If you have a complaint, for instance, you have filed your process, for instance, personally, I filed a process, a motion, for instance, and that my motion within the expected time was not assigned to any court. I met with the ACR, being the Assistant Chief Registrar of the court. I advanced her with my complaint. As I speak to you, no solution has been proffered. Because the point is, it's either you file directly from your office or you go to Rift Commerce office, which is where normally lawyers get part of the training on how to commence these processes from. But the point remains that, one, persons who are also functioning as staff of Rift Commerce were not or are not properly trained on the area of ICT. This is because the manner in which this particular process was commenced was not, to the best of my knowledge, right. They just came up with a decision from the APEX level without considering the issues that we are complaining about today. Some of us will also play them. We have said, okay, if you want to allow the leaf coming system to work in River State, create an avenue for persons who have challenges or matters that can be expeditiously held to also file through our formal process, which is the manual process. But the point is that all it does through which any process can be commenced in River State Judiciary have been short. Save this particular reform, which is the e-filing process. And you have brought in persons who are almost appear to be incompetent in this area, because you take your complaint to them that a particular process is somehow stalled, and you have no solution to the problem. I was here yesterday when I went to make a complaint after you people interviewed me. I went personally, and the particular lawyer was complaining that a lady who works with risk commis attempted extorting money from him through the evidence he produced before a particular lady who heads that particular section. That this lady has ensued a chat with him asking that further money should be paid in respect of the payment he has made online. So it became a problem yesterday, which some of us were able to also resolve amicably. But the point is, they lack training, proper training. Their attitude is also bad, and the system is not also helping matter. And some of us keep getting worried. The system, whom, to the best of my knowledge, is good at his work, is also not doing perfectly well with respect to issues of assignment of matters. With due respect, I am of the candid opinion that these are matters that can be delegated to other persons who can function in that capacity. Because if you look at it, the CJ who has the sole responsibility of assigning matters is almost overwhelmed with lots of responsibility. So once matters are filed, for instance, new matters, writ of summons are commenced in the court, it is always difficult. Ordinarily, it's expected that within 2 months, a lease has expired. But it is expected that within, let's say, 1 or 2 weeks, every lease should have been assigned to a court in order to enable a counsel to effect service on defendants or respondents in each of the matters. But because of the inability of matters being or to be assigned within the expected time, counsel also find it difficult in affecting services. And this, as a matter of fact, results in coming back to the court, asking the litigant or client to fund further money in order to enable a counsel or a lawyer to make an application to the court to renew that writ. That is not also in the best interest of a litigant. Some of these litigants, as a matter of fact, come to court with issues that deserve expeditious hearing or trial. For instance, the issue of fundamental matters, right issues. Those ones are even almost being overtaken by the issue of ICT. Fundamental matters are matters that should be given expeditious hearing and trial. But because of the inability of this process to start, this particular reformist process, to serve lawyers better in the way they will appreciate it, matters of fundamental issues are no longer found that much in court. Because if your client, for instance, is arrested with the police, you are expected to file your matter within 4 or 3 days in order to enable the release of such an applicant. But because you have to file this process through the risk commis process, it takes a technical delay, which even you as counsel may not come to the aid of the applicant. And the applicant who probably may be within the ambit of the police will be complaining that this counsel is not doing anything. Without having an understanding that the delay may not be coming from the counsel, but through the processes that have been introduced by the River State Judiciary. I want to say clearly that it is not a bad idea if entanglement is met perfectly. But the attitude of the persons who are working there, and probably the inability of the staff to receive sufficient and adequate training, is part of what is causing delay. All of us are aware that globally, issues of technological breakdown is a known fact. But if competent hands are brought to bear in this particular aspect, processes filed through the electronic means will be made to move speedily without teaching.
Okay, so as it is now, what would you like to see done about this matter?
Let me hear it, ma'am.
I said, as it is now, with your experience and, you know, those of litigants that, you know, you hold brief for, what would you like to see at this point?
Well, at this point, I want to urge the CJ that I have so much regard and respect for to allow lawyers file their matters through the manual process in order to expedite judicial system and process. Leaving only one group for lawyers to commence processes in court may not be in our best interest, and particularly in the best interest of litigants that are pursuing their matters, because it is causing whole lot of delay. So to my best advice or my suggestion, I want to suggest that the formal means in which counsel were bringing their matters to court should be brought open again, so that counsel will have the ability to pick and choose whichever form you may want to go through. We are not saying close down the ICC, close down the Lip Commission. No, that may not also be in the best interest of judicial development and order. Allow the both systems to run simultaneously. That is my suggestion.
Yeah, but what were the challenges in the, let's say, the analog process that made this e-filing, you know, come into force? What were those challenges at that time?
Basically, part of the challenges is that, one, from what they also suggested or complained, is that they have heaps of manual paper in their offices, which is also reasonable. If you continue to heap all those processes in each of the rooms in the Inversity Judiciary, by tomorrow, you will have the entirety of the court filled up with litany of papers, of which most of them may not be useful. That is a good reason. Secondly, the idea of corruption. But that has not been totally eradicated by the use of Rift Commiss or electronic filing, because it has to do with the attitude of the staff. It has to do with the attitude of the workers. So that is the reason I'm saying the opportunity be given to counsel, so that you can pick and choose. If you intend to go through this means that they have suggested, that part of the reasons for which they want to intend to shut it or they have shut it is because of the corruption that counsel were complaining about. It is a good thing, but open it so that counsel will have the opportunity to either pick, either go through the means which they have complained that it is corrupt, or come to the relief committee, which they are also saying is preferable with respect to filing of judicial process.
There was another part of the challenges, right? So there was another matter that was pointed out at that time by the former chief judge. She said that there's also the matter of the inability of lawyers, some lawyers, to adapt to the e-filing system. How would you respond to that?
That inability of lawyers.
Some lawyers to adapt to the system. That remained a challenge.
Actually, all the counsel, if I got you correctly, all the counsel in Riverside, within the Riverside Judiciary, were sent text messages. As I am, I have my Relief Committee address, I have my Supreme Court email. I have that at any point I can even file from my office. So every lawyer or any lawyer that is serious with litigation must have the ability to either file from the Riverside e-filing process or you file from your office. So for me, yes, admittedly there are some lawyers that are lazy about that, but you cannot because of them and then compel everybody to pass through a channel that appears to be Hakuyan.
Okay,
that may not be in the best interest of
how can the litigants tell the difference now? Because they are the ones suffering.
Since these processes are amended, save that adjustment, litigants will continue to complain. And counsel, as a matter of fact, being lawyer, will continue to lose briefs. I have filed a matter as a counsel at the Riverside High Court. I collected money from my client who gave me a period within which that matter should be heard. Ultimately, the period he gave me, if things were moving well within the Riverside Judiciary, that matter would have been called up. But it took almost four months. I got a date 4 months after I filed that suit in court. And within that period, my client who had paid me lost interest in the pursuit of that particular fundamental right action. So at every point, if the processes are not amended to accommodate every nook and cranny of that particular system, people will continue to complain. Litigants will continue to complain. Every application you make in court, including affidavit, makes a very Herculean process for you to secure it. Affidavit originally were gotten within 2 minutes. But today, as I speak with you, affidavit may, if care is not taken, may not even be secured within 2 days. So if you go to National Industrial Court that does manual processes and all that. So it is not in the best interest of litigants. I must say that that particular process should be given proper attention.
All right, thank you, Barrister Chioma Achukwu, for your time. I know you're getting ready for court. We will reconnect with you if we have to in a few minutes. Thank you. But there is also a maxim, a legal maxim, justice delayed is justice denied. The e-filing seems to not be working smoothly as it seemed it would in the early days. Are you a litigant? Are you affected? Are you a lawyer? Feel free to join the conversation after the commercial. We are Nigerian for Port Harcourt. My name is Enoch Beverly. Good morning.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
In March 2021, the Rivers State Chief Judge at that time, Justice Adama Yayi Lamikaran, said the adoption of electronic filing of court processes practically eliminated quackery and improved the state judicial system. And she said it would make more remarkable impact if fully embraced across the country. But today is a different story. We're hearing from, you know, lawyers. The River State Judiciary adopted the River State Court Management System, RIVCOMIS, which includes the e-filing of cases, online payments, as well as the virtual and remote court hearings. Also, e-affidavits, capacity development for effective, efficient, and sustainable implementation of the RIVCOMIS platform and migration of old cases. She was speaking while marking 1 year of RIVCOMIS. That was in March 2021. But how's it been for the lawyers and for the litigants? 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009. Good morning, you're Nigerian Info.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, let's hear you.
Yeah, my name is Oji Andy and I'm calling you from Mokoko. There are some issues that when it comes out, some of us that are out here, we need to talk, and it seems as if we are trying to criticize wrongly. This has to do with litigants, people that have been in court for years, for them to get justice and for justice to prevail. This is how River State government has always been when it comes to the matters of the public. First of all, what are we talking about? Is it because it has not gotten to the judges' issues and the rest of them? If it is buying cars, it's going to be easy. What we are talking about here is how people that have been victimized for how many years for them to get justice, it is now filing issues, filing matter. I was in court just last week to tell you that a matter has been filed. E-filed matter came up the day when we got to the court, all of a sudden, it has not reflected on the internet. And the judge had to, at the end of the day, cancel the whole issues, and the matter was adjourned. And it keeps on adjourning at the end of the day. What we are saying is, the government needs to employ people. If you have heard what he said, people that does not know what they are doing need to go there and see how people, they don't know what they are doing when it comes to the internet. Remember, when the new chief judge came in, he was asking people to go and enroll themselves into how to begin to use internet, begin to use computers. All we are asking and paying and saying for the state government, please employ people. These are employable jobs that people will go in there, people that know what to do, and these things will work easily. Go to Lagos. It is working. E-filing is working perfectly. Now that it has come to River State, it's something else. Please, the state government should do something. Thank you very much.
We're now adjourned for good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm okay, fine. Okay, you see, honestly, this is a very good, intelligent matter you brought this morning. the semi-final, I tell you truth, be one of the most easiest ways in life. But we have refused to learn. We have refused to update ourselves. We believe in this system of analog system. If I tell you that my company, they have issue with an individual who came to my office, we signed an agreement, and he was signed by our legal department. You know that this guy went to the company because he's a community guy, changed the account number and everything. Over 30 million is outstanding as I speak with you right now. I'm telling you, now, we have to go to court. We have to go to court. This electronic issue of e-filing has been going up left and right. So you can see that they, we are not moving forward. That is number one. Number two, if I tell you, last week between Thursday and Friday, my company has been close to million. Just because of mistake, the ministry. I don't want to mention them. Because of mistake, when the bronze comes back to my company, to ourselves, we keep wasting money. So what we're trying to see, in as much as we're talking of electronic systems in this country, we should retire those that need to go and bring in the fresh blood so that we can move forward. Thank you, you know. God bless you.
Good morning. Hello?
Good morning, Anna.
Good morning.
Okay, I'm a lawyer. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
You're welcome.
I want to retain anonymous.
That's fine. Let's hear you.
Okay, I haven't listened to my learned friend. There are three things I want to point out. As admittedly, there are some flaws with the e-filing process. But I want to tell you, one of the best things that has happened to the Rivers State Judiciary. You remember recently, during the NSAS problem in Lagos, where the High Court was embedded, and the case files, processes, burnt and scattered. That was because they depended on the manual process. Under the e-filing system, as applicable in River State, you don't have to do such things. There is no room for that kind of thing. If all the files and all the processes are found online, you don't find anything manual. If there is any such attack in the court, you will still see case files, processes that are online. They are saved and intact. Two, you can find anything, any process wherever you are in Nigeria, anywhere in the world. You don't have to come to the court. All you need to do is to sit in your office, prepare the process against the formal process of driving all the way to the court, presenting yourself to the registry and filing. You just sit down there wherever you are and file.
Yeah, but people are saying that they're having challenges now, so where are we on that?
The challenge, I think, is the issue of the system by itself. From my understanding, I went for training. Lawyers who have built the training processes free of charge. We were trained free. I retrained. What I mean by train, I retrained. At the point of the introduction, we were asked to come for training. Free of charge. When the system noticed that some lawyers were not adopting, they organized another training. And from my understanding, the training is continuous. In other words, if you find any challenge in the course of training, in the course of filing your processes, you can go to the RIP Committee's office and you'll be guided. So I think the advantage outweighs the flaws.
Yeah, so but how do we deal with the flaws? I mean, if it affects one person, I mean, that justice denied one person is injustice. So how do we work through that?
You have to identify the particular flaw. For instance, let me take the one of my learned friend said, if he filed something and for some reasons they were not attended to. It could be that because it's a platform. If, for instance, you're supposed to file a motion ex parte, you go the route of motion on notice. Meanwhile, because it's an ex parte application and the urgency attached to it, it has to be given a speedy hearing or speedy attention. You go the way of motion ex parte. The person at the other end, maybe the staff or the registrar that's supposed to attend to it, may not see it. Because
really?
They've done the wrong route.
Okay, so you're pushing the blame now to the person who is applying, who is
exactly,
using the platform. That's what you've done. Taking it back to the user.
This thing because I don't know the reason. I am not saying this morning that there are no problems, but the advantage is at worst the flaws.
All right, thank you very much, sir, for your time. Advantage outweighs flaws, but they are flaws nonetheless. Over 1 year, that speaks volumes. RIV Commerce e-filing is a good innovation. In River State, however, the implementation has been a mismatch of not carrying stakeholders along and levity on the part of some judicial officers and workers, as well as exploitation of lawyers and litigants. Joe says, as a stakeholder in the legal practice service sector, my suggestion for the way forward is that e-filing should be allowed to run side-by-side manual filing. However, urgent matters must be filed manually, while other matters can be filed electronically. Gyadom Christian, e-filing is the best so far. RIF Commerce has reduced corruption in the judiciary, made litigants hopeful of speedy hearing. I did my affidavit, got it within 15 minutes. I applaud the system so far. The stem is new, so certainly there may be little hitches, but in the long run, we'll appreciate the solution. Over 1 year, we're still saying it is new. Okay. My, oh my. We're Nigerian folk. Good morning.
Yeah, no, good morning.
I'll let you hear you.
Yeah, Eno, you have about, I think, 8 also MBA branches in River State. And all of them are complaining of this system. And don't you think something is wrong somewhere? That is one. Two, you still have the restarting job, restarting this. People are also complaining. Don't you think it's the same snake that use a mouth to buy the lawyer that you still to buy the other, you still to wrap the others? That's two. Number three, the people who are sending, because I think one of the persons says that maybe the lawyers are not amenable to change. What about those who will process the information sent that will now send it to the court? How prepared are they for the system at the end of the day? So as far as I'm concerned, I think they need to begin to take reactions from people and see how to improve on the system. So if all the MBA branches are complaining, and even before the governor, somebody complained while they are doing their program, it means all is not well with that system. And I think option should be there. If you're filing manually, you file. If you think this one is the best until it's approved, then let's do that way. That's my own thing. Yeah, yeah, thank you very much.
All right, thank you for calling. We're now entering for the morning. Hello?
Yes.
No. 0817923000. Some other states have adopted it as well, so it's not novel. The bottom line is to ensure timely and efficient disposal of cases. But is that happening? Is that happening? Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Dr. Bird.
Yes, you're on.
Yeah, Baranga Chari, I'm calling from Bulgaria. I think, you know, the filing. has not been very effective in River State. I want to say this. One, the judicial staff, I observed that most of them have not been trained in that regard. Yeah, they've been used to the analog and the manual filing. Also, I think the Judicial Commission need to do more to train them, yeah, like that, and equip them. That's one. Then the NBA, the Nigerian Bar Association, they have a role to play. They also need to organize a seminar and also introduce these things to the lawyers operating in River State. Because I have seen a situation in Lagos, you understand, where this e-filing is working, even in Abuja. You know, so I think these are my recommendations. The NBA, most times they gather for the Nigerian Bar Association from every year. But you have to break with the digital technology so as to enhance the criminal justice administration system in Nigeria. That's my point. No, God bless you.
All right, thank you for calling. Good morning.
Good morning. No, my name, I went off before school.
All right.
Thank you. I want to say that the e-finance system, there's no discrimination here and there in Portugal. That is the reason why it came out. Now, there's a change, brings up to the challenges. The problem is coming from the ITC members, that is the gurus. They should go and train them and retain them, ensure that those things are done. It is coming from the network services. They should make sure that it is well equipped. Instead of coming to say because there is one problem, yeah, then we should abandon it. What is good is good. It is, we are all seeing it. Now, talking about the manual filing, everybody has seen that we are more analog. We can't stage. I think it is imperative that every member of people in Nigeria should adopt this e-filing system. Not because we are talking about it in real estate today. I think that one, they should improve in where there are mistakes, where they are doing wrong, instead of contaminating entirely, then everybody should go and press off. If you cannot use the computer, go and learn it, improve on it. And as time goes on, you will be the best. Good is important.
Well, the NBA hasn't said it should be thrown out of the window. What they're calling for is improvement. Talking about the NBA Port Harcourt branch chairman, Prince Yekwere. Let's hear him.
We have also recommended the whole process of e-filing to be reconfigured to be faster, convenient, and efficient by way of automated validation checks when documents are filed, automated computation of filing fees, automated computation of stamp, automated routing of court processes into relevant officers and the judge. The filing of statutory declaration of age and other similar affidavits have been automated. Such automation of the processes will obviate the cross-checking and approval by registrars and the attendant delays associated with human intervention on the Relief Commission platform.
Human intervention, which has led to the return of affidavit touts around the River State Judiciary Complex.
My Lord, Honourable the Chief Judge, who have noticed with dismay the return of affidavit touts in and around the High Court premises, who forge and issue fake affidavits to all suspecting members of the public in July 2021, we caused the arrest of 3 persons involved in alleged forgery of affidavits. They were charged to court after police investigation. Thus far, we have secured conviction of 2 of the defendants, while the prosecution of the remaining 1 defendant is still ongoing. We ought the judiciary to put measures in place to ensure that affidavit touts have no place within and around the court premises.
So if we're using e-filing, why do we have that happening at all? Why do we have, or why have we seen the return of affidavit touts in River State, talking about the state judiciary complex? My name is Enoch Beverly. We'll keep our eyes on this and see what happens. Will there be a marked improvement in the shortest possible time? Will litigants be happier with the courts? Will lawyers do their work better? We'll try to get the Riv Commis people to come talk to us to explain better what it is that perhaps challenges that they're facing as well. My name is Enoch Beverly. To enjoy the rest of our broadcast, good morning.